And I'm doing this hatching. You know him, hatching business. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Him doing this hatching business. And the rooster, he out there, that run in and having fun with the other hand. And she jumped off and said, I ain't gonna take this sitting down. And this ain't gonna take it. So I may not take this sitting down. Oh, Daniel. And the lion den,
oh Daniel,
and the lion den,
oh Daniel,
and the lion den,
Daniel and the lion den, my Lord.
Oh Daniel,
and the lion den,
Lord Daniel,
and the lion den,
oh Daniel,
and the lion den.
Have mercy on me.
He died, Lord. Have mercy on me.
He died, Lord.
Have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me, my Lord.
Yeah, Lord. Have mercy on me.
He said, Lord. Have mercy on me. Oh, have mercy on me.
He said, now.
Oh, now is the meeting time. Now is the meeting time.
Oh, now
is the meeting time.
Lord, now
is the meeting time.
Lord,
you promised to answer prayer.
Yes, you promised.
Lord, you answer
prayer.
Promise you answer prayer.
Yes, you promised
to answer prayer.
Lord,
you promised to answer prayer.
Yes, you promised.
Lord, you answer prayer.
And God, you sent an angel down.
Oh, God, send an angel down.
God, send an angel down.
Send an angel down.
God,
send an angel down.
Oh, God,
send an angel down.
Oh, God,
send an angel down.
And the angel locked the lion down.
Oh, the angel.
Lock the
lion
down,
lock the
lion,
lock the lion down,
lock the lion down,
lock the lion down,
lock
the lion down.
Good. What next now? I don't know. I want somebody to tell me, Lord, tell me right. I want somebody to tell me just
what is the soul of a man.
Yes, I want somebody to
tell me a little.
Question to ask you, and I'll answer me if you can. I want somebody here to tell me just what is the soul of a man. I want somebody now.
Tell me.
Oh, tell me,
Lord, tell me right.
I want somebody to tell me
what is the soul of a man.
Yeah, Joshua, the father of the faithful. To the promised land, but Joshua did not tell me just what was the soul of a man. I want somebody
tell me, oh, tell me
right. I want somebody
tell me what is the soul of a man.
walked up there crying. One man told the other man, say the soul ain't nothing but the mind. I want somebody
tell me,
I want somebody
tell me, yeah, what is the soul of a man?
You know Jesus, he was crucified. The third day he rose again. But Jesus did not tell me just tell me what the soul of a man. I want somebody
tell me,
I want somebody
tell me, yeah, what is the soul of a man?
That is a great question. That is a great question, Annie. Yeah. But I believe what those three men was talking, it sounds more than anything else. Your soul and nothing but your mind. Of course, you see the whole thing, so you better get your mind made up. Get your mind made up. And if you ain't got your mind made up, that's it. Your mind is go to hell and your mind is go the other way. Your mind is to marry, your mind is to stay single. So it just take a mind to live right, don't it? That's all it took. So that's just like to be there. When that mind go, you go. Ain't much to you. I mean, it's supernatural if you lose your mind. God knows about that part, but you lose your mind, you just out. You don't know nothing. So I don't know what the soul is, but I'm saying I'm praying for it. I really don't know, but I'm going to try my best to find out. By keeping on, is that right? Just keep on keeping on. I had a song. It's a sign of the judgment.
Yeah.
Sign of the judgment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sign of the judgment.
Oh, Lord.
Time to draw in. It's a sign of the judgment.
Yeah.
True sign of the judgment.
Oh, yeah.
True sign of judgment.
Oh, Lord.
Time to draw in. You better get ready.
Yeah.
You better get ready.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to meet Jesus.
Oh,
Lord.
I'm a darling.
New thoughts in the family.
Oh.
This is something to say, Simon. If he was on the island, I guess you know every section of the country, this mountain and the other places too. But the other people said the kind of work there, that's what they got to live by, you know. Kind of things that they raised there, that's what they have to use, and so on. So they sing songs and they make some interpretate to that place after what they have to do. So that's where on the island. St. Simon is on the water coast, you know, where we live at. and all of their songs that some, what they make up songs, what they, how they had to live and what they were doing. They used to tell me that they parents, you know, an old man or the son or somebody would go out, go fishing, and sometimes they fish at all night, and they would wouldn't catch nothing, huh? You know, it's like it wasn't in the Bible at the time. Oh, that's good. And so it said he'd come home in the morning, coming in and call his wife or the big daughter to go out and take the boat and row. Because there wasn't no fish, you know, where they was swimming. Somebody got to go catch fish for the children. They called the wife Johanna, or the big granddaughter Johanna, to come and row the boat. I said, because I'm tired. I know I worked all night. So they made a song about it, how they had to do that. It's real. It's real, real. So that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Teach it to them, yeah. Uh-huh. You know how you row a boat, so you would do your hands like this. And that's the way they done this. To sing it out and enjoy themselves. It's a chant song. It's Father Leader. I will begin by saying, Johanna the roadie. And everybody say, go row the boat, child. Say that.
Go row the boat, child.
And I will say, Johanna the roadie. And then you go a little higher. Go row the boat, child. And I will say, Johanna the roadie. Go row the boat, child. And everybody together would say, go row the boat and let me go home. Say that. Go row the boat and let me go home. Then I would begin by the babies crying and go row the boat, child. Are you ready? I'm gonna act it out just like we do. Johanna the rolling. Go row the boat, child. Johanna the rolling. See, the people on St. Simon's Island, if you any of you ever come there, you find a different dialect that they talk. Some of them talk like they're talking backwards. And that's why I say Johanna de Rode. He was telling the lady or his wife or his daughter to go row the boat. He said, Johanna de Rode. Then he said, go row the boat, child. Go row the boat and let me go home. That means that he had went out and fished all night. And he hadn't caught any fish, he was tired. So he comes into the dock, and so he called them to go fish today while he gets a little sleep. And he tells that the baby's crying. He ain't worried about the baby crying. He'll stay there with him and sleep.
Mm-hmm. So you see, it. Those peoples are, and don't they, and up to now, they're sort of independent peoples. Because long as God let that water stay out there, they can catch them a lot of fish.
I got a
question
for you.
What are you doing? they catch a lot of fishes and they buy lots of grits. And those they grits, you know, when the grits are, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Grits, you know, how many grits?
You know, not grit, not dirt. Because up in the north one time, some people thought I was talking about dirt. And I told them how we like grits and how we eat grits. And some of the boys was frying up and going on and say, it's a shame I don't like folks do y'all down there. That's what you're talking about. I said, they eat it too. They eat it too? And they were just frying up and terrible. Yeah. So they thought I said grit. They were saying I was saying grits. Then I had to come back to them this way, say, homely grits. And then they knew what I was talking about, homely grits. Did he ruin it?
Hey, he couldn't ruin anything, could he?
Is it ruined?
Some people's kids, that's all I know.
And
I ain't worried.
And so when they get their bag of grits and they little stuff that they raise around their house, you know, home gardens and things, they were sort of independent. If they wake for people, sometimes they wake if they didn't ask for it. The wake they do, they didn't have to do it all the time. They didn't have to take the dog. They're that way now. They don't go way back up my home side. Now and then you see some up in there. From down there, you know, in those days and now too. Because they didn't like to hunt and they didn't like that dogging around, pushing around, you see. They just independent. And on Jacob Island and Sapporo, all them places, they were the same identical way. They're still independent people in a way of speaking. They just don't like all kind of hunching. They make their own living and they make different things, they sell different things, and they go out and they carry white people out fishing. And have fishing parties and different things, and how they make a living. That's all it is. But they're very much in the pen. That's all it is. And so that's why they catch plenty of fish, and they know how to dry fish. I went there many a time to see fish on the line like clothes, you know, hanging on the line like clothes, dry fish. They're good too when they get through it. I thought one time we fly blowed, but it won't put salt in it, you know, fixing well on that. Like we used to fix Salt Michael. We used to have Salt Michael to pack up home long years ago. We had him in a kit. You know where you ever see the bucket? The kit bucket. And they was really salt, and that salt was granny and heavy salt. And we'd take them out like tonight and get your kit with your whiting color. You know, use them with, I mean, they're good. I don't find them no more like that. You can get them right back because the salt done cooked them. But you see, we put them in. And water, and I'll soak all night, put that water on them, and then you can cook them, see. I don't see those no more, but anyway, them people fish them out like that on the island. They dry them and salt them, and they just make a way for their children and stuff to eat, and they're here, and they make pretty things, too.
Those people on the island, they have done a lot of fishing for their living, and they know the waters. Some of them that can tell you just about, they can study the water so they can tell you exactly when the shark is coming through.
Mm-hmm. The downs and the folds and everything about it.
What is the
and what time to go catch trout?
You didn't
what time to catch all kind of fish from there?
All the time?
No.
Does it get cold in the
winter? It gets cold down there, but not like it do in other places. It used to, I think in my childhood days, it used to get colder than it do now. It stayed colder longer than it do now. Not no colder, but it stayed colder longer than it do now. You get very little cold. I guess about a month out of the whole year. A good solid cold.
What's cold?
Around 32 degrees. Cold. Every once in a while it gets into the 20s.
Did you ever hear Henry sing that song that for Rick about, yes, I'm right? Isn't that right?
Yeah, right. Yes, I'm right. Okay. It's time. We're sorry that everybody kind of off on the wrong track this morning and step in, and we were late. Everybody was late getting here, but I missed lunch yesterday. I won't miss it today. It's 12 o'clock
is it
now.
Really?
It's 12 o'clock now.
No.
It's 12. Nine. It's 12 o'clock now. So we're going to break off here and see you all in the morning. Vanessa beat it.
Yeah. Well, Dranya beat Sotomayor, but she beat most bass. But she beat Sotomayor. Sure that, but she beat most of that bass. Sometimes I had to get away on the other end of it, but I can't stand it. She hit that bass so hard. Yeah.
to give her a shake of my head to get on the side. You meet me up in the middle of the But man, she be going with that thing. Okay, that's us, Hammer. Don't you want to show them, throw me anywhere? I don't know. That's a little nervous. I think I would see how he could do that. Yes. Back in my grandfather's time, long time ago.
You got something to do with it?
Yeah,
you're pretty strong.
We are the pocket.
She says you're strong.
There's two in there.
You're pretty strong.
And long time ago, they used to, you could take the shovel that way. My grandfather said they used to go to the white people's funerals, you know, kill some time to carry the colored children, whether it was women, men, you know, to attend to the team, you know what I mean? They didn't have no cars, but they had horses and breakers, wagons, and so they had to, at the hit yard, to attend to the team while they buried the dead or whatever they're doing. And so, anyway, he said that they would watch them how they buried one another. They would bury one another, burying, they had a coffin. In those days, they had a thing called coffin, and now they call it a casket, see. But he said that, see, the coffin was some black, real black, and that shiny stuff like that, black and shiny knobs, you know, and on it. That was real sudden black, I mean good black. And then they had a box to put them in the box, to put the casket, the coffin into the box, like we do the casket these days. And so Paul said he watched that. They all watched that when they go to the funerals and things. So they got together and made up a song about it, you know, because see, in those days, when a mule, a cow, a hog, or anything around the lot of stock, the farm face died, they carried it way outside the woods, and the buzzard ate it. See, the buzzard had something to eat in those days. But nowadays, the same thing, the thing is sure dying, but the buzzard don't get it. I think we get it. That's what I think about it. That's true, all this young cut meat and the Maloney meat and all that stuff. You don't know what that stuff.
I know. It's scary.
It's
much you can't eat.
Yeah, it's some spikes. That's right. So you can't eat it. And so, he puts in this bottle before for well, be something. But anyway, something is still dying. But they got away now. They shoot them against and make it eat. Stretch the money. But Paul said they would carry the dog or the hog or anything would die out of the woods, and the buzzard would get it. And they had often watched the nature of a buzzard. How the buzzards would get their prey. You know, the buzzard, when something thrown out there like a mule or a cow or something, they didn't just swarm down there and eat it. You see, they got to be sure that thing is dead. So it has a king buzzard. You know, one buzzard, he comes down, the head buzzard, and he examines it, dance around it and jump over it and everything, and then he pick at it. You see, it don't move. Then he makes a squall. You know, a funny noise, his brother. And they all began to come down then, and they began to eat it. And those days, we would stoop down like this and pick up the prey, you know, whatever it was on the day. We'd pick it up with our mouth and bring it up, and then all the rest of them around catch it, their mouth, and we catch your tooth back and eating it, you know, like the buzzer would do. But now, you see, people got so weak in the back, they turn head over here and not trying to pick it up. And so we have really left them picking it with the hand now, you see. We know a buzzer ain't got no hand. We positive know that. See, but we just have to do it because folks ain't able now. They're not able to stoop down. Some of them young children are falling on their face, trying to get it. They're just weak, you know, they're strong. I mean, in the brain, they understand everything, but in the body, they're very weak. And so anyway, partner would pick it up and show us how, you know, how they used to do it. And he's telling us this what the point was. When to get over to the white people, but how they was burying them. Paul said, because when they died, said they just put in a box. And that's all. And then give them the hammer and the nail and stuff and let them make it. You see, and talk so nice to them, Bill ain't so and so, Uncle so, or whosoever it is. Put them a good box now. Fix it good now. Give them some nails. And that's all they get. You see, put them in that box and nail them up and then bury it. But they see that coffin going in those boxes, you see, for them. And so they made up their mind that the weed out might as well to be put out there in the field, you know, like the cow, like the hog, or die, because they ain't been us right now, huh? So let's throw me out there in that old field. It's not making a difference. So they were talking to white folks, telling them to throw me out there in that old field too. You know, so the brother can beat the meat off my bone. It doesn't make any difference, because you ain't buried me good, no, I see. And Paul said, sometimes they be so bloody that they can't change their clothes. They have to wrap them up in Oldenburg clothes and bury them, because it can be too blood stuck in there, you know, that way. And those that it wasn't embalming, you know. And so they just go and bury them. So they made that song about throw me in the grave.
I don't want to get embalmed anyways. Huh? I don't want to get embalmed.
I don't like it now. No, embalmed people kill so many people.
Yeah.
They kill so many people. They're not dead yet, you know.
Just
so many of them. I know a boy and brother, like they had brothers sued there one time, but I said he went to go in there to tell him about his sister was bringing me, she's going to be embalmed, you know. And just he got there, so he heard her say, don't stick me. And he was knocking on the door hard. They went and they didn't let him in. But anyhow, he said he heard her. And that's why they hear no more. It's called a good. And I remember a good. She was a real drunken woman. But she had been found, thought she was dead, you see. That's all. He said he heard her. Because they paid him out somewhere or another and hushed it up. But that's sure happened. Dan Brunson. People was a kid, you sure you're born. Like, and many folk got killed going from brother to some St. Simon's brother. But they got to go to Causeway to go to town. You're very little sick. And the undertaker come and get you. And he ain't making no money if he don't kill you. You know that. See? And when you're a little sick, you're just bad off, you know, maybe. You don't know how you're sick, you just stick that needle down there and you're gone. Many of them died on the way over. Died on the way across the Causeway, see? There's something should be, you know, about that thing. I know when Uncle was a little sick, Uncle was very sick. He didn't know nothing. And there's something on the tech over there. That same light-skinned man was dying not long ago, a hole. He was driving another man with him. And so, and when they put Uncle in that basket thing, in that back there in that thing, I got Alan in there too, in that door. The man looked at me, and that dark one, he looked at me, he says, had his hand in his coat pocket, decided I'd have run that man all over Saint Simon. Had his hand down in the coat pocket. Yes, thank you, better get up in. I said, I'm gonna sit right here. He looked at the boy and looked, I said, I'm gonna sit right here. I told him that light went down. Someone said, here, let's take Uncle out. The man told the boy, I said, I think you better come on up here. The boy coming up. I wasn't going, brother. Uncle was talking, I know he'd have been dead. He had his hand down there, probably too ready to stick him. That's all they're gonna do. But see that thing between us up there, yeah, I couldn't see it. You see? I'm sitting right there, but I can get down with me. I just don't trust some undertaker people, you hear me? None at all, because they look like a buzzard. They make their living off the dead. So that's what we're talking about now, the buzzard. He examines this thing to see is it dead. Then after he sees it dead, then they dance around and they eat it. You see? So we're gonna show y'all how they had to make up a song to the white people about how they was buried. And they couldn't go and tell them, don't, you know, you're not burying me right. It's not nice if y'all put in a coffin, why not us? See, but they couldn't do that. They just made up a song about throw me anywhere in that old field, because you ain't burying me right no how. They soon get thought then that the brother put the meal off the bone, just as Jesus take me. See, that's what they was wanting. Okay, you want to take us up with this?
No, let me get that other one. Mm-hmm. Give me that out your. Give me that out your pocket.
You want that?
Yeah. Okay.
I thought you would have to so low to get this one.
Huh?
We used to have a hat, probably we used to wear them big old high derby. You ever seen them high derby hats? Derby hats. Hard hats. Yeah, they take them hats and put them on the floor and that's what they would pick up. And, I was thinking about the other night how probably used to, I'm gonna show them once I can get off the one of the more hats. How we used to be traveling sometimes, going to one church and the other, or someplace, and stop by spraying, and they got nothing to get in the water with. Just hit that hat right in the top, and put right on that spring there, and brush it off, and then that hat just catch the water. Everybody just drink right up the top of that hat. It just drinks good. It don't leak through there either. I don't know, you don't find those kind no more. No. Oh, y'all find those kind of must be on the other side. This thing I got so many sides in it. I'll get to here. Yes, here they are. You just want one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pick that up in our teeth.
No. in the when the older crew, well, things have gotten so in the modern days to all this medicine and stuff that you eat and have medicine in, that people bones are not like they used to be. Now, the older crew that used to sing with the coastal Georgia, they used to slim enough to get down and get it with their mouth without falling.
Just on their feet, huh?
Just on their feet, and they go back any kind of way and get it with their mouth. So we're going to demonstrate this. I need about five people.
They wasn't used to biscuits and they didn't know how it is, you know, and hand for the cornbread or the hand for the pork chop. That was great. They get ready and eat something, you know, it was a great time. So they made a song by it just from the kitchen. From the kitchen in those days was from the white folks' house, you know, that we called up to the house. Someone called up to the kitchen, but that you didn't know how to go out to the front. No how. So it's up to the kitchen. Okay. All right, but why we got you?
Little Sally Walker.
Oh, well, yes, we do that. Have Little Sally Walker.
We can sit back where we are, and he can pick whosoever he wants to. Since you're sitting in the south side, I'm going to start with you.
Who knows Little Sally Walker? You know him?
You know Little Sally Walker? Sitting in the south.
15 years ago, I haven't done it since.
But it's a story behind it.
Yeah. Little Sally Walker sitting in the south crying, and we can. My grandfather, we used to play, well, I know it two, three different ways, you know, how I mean about the movements of when they get up. But the whole thing is one thing. We wonder sometimes, you know, so Little Sally Walker, they wonder who is she, you see? Who is Little Sally Walker? And so they used to tell us who Little Sally Walker was. Wow, Little Sally Walker, a white woman. See? And then she's sitting in the song, she's crying, and we were all kept trying. You know, in those days, my grandfather told me that he used to tell us all. I said me because I paid attention to it. But he tell us all. About some white women in those days, they wouldn't want their master to beat some of the color people just like, you know, like they did do. Sometimes they'd tell him, you know, and try to get him not to cuff him around. Then he'd turn in on her, you see. He's a nigger lover, I'm saying. What you got to do with it? And he'd beat her, and see, turning on her because is that that's because she's taking it for the black man, see? All right, and so it goes on to show you that who was on a slave with the black man and white woman. Huh? So they were enslaved. The Negro woman and a white man never have been enslaved. See, I don't care if she waked up at 2 o'clock that night that man can carry her home, see? In a bray or wagon or anything he had to drive. And that been gone for years, but that Negro man couldn't get that white woman over that night. You understand? That's the way it was. As she was on the body, so all right. So many times that she liked this guy, you know, you don't know who you're gonna like. You got nothing to do with your mind. God got that. See, I don't care what nobody say, I'm telling you what I know. See, God got that. You don't know where your love gonna fall. So why live to us that once a long time ago, white girl. And she said, you don't know where your love gonna fall and who it's gonna fall on. Because it's up to you, you don't know how you're supposed to be mixed. God put two nations in one womb one time, let you know what he can do. And so when I'm showing you this, so sometimes she sees somebody, she's like, she kind of, John, so-and-so, she'll take up time with John, see? All right, then, there's some nice John, see? Some nice John, put John to the nation folk.
And then sometimes tell her he was alive, he was there too. And sometimes she got to tell a lie because to keep herself out. He whistled at me. He winked at me. See? That's so that put a downer and a sofa. When time comes for Santa to rise, she come out this thing. Baby, she come out. She's out it now. You know that? Little Santa Wolf is out of that thing. She can speak for you black, speak for you white, and it's no harm done. You see? Now. But you used to couldn't do it. You didn't that you couldn't do it. Okay, how good he kept your yard, how good he kept your house. If he got didn't want you to speak up for him. He just didn't. I'm telling you, you didn't want to speak up for him, see? No, sir. And that's on his way to this run that way. But he's still going that way. It's gonna be that way a long time. You know how they done Moses. You know, I mean Noah. See? You know how they done him, see that right? He going kind of what he did, Moses too. See, he married into your family. They didn't like that thing. But they couldn't hit that, could they? That thing going on a long time, lady. God, Lord, you know, I feel good. All right, let's get a little sidewalk.
We can sit down and
He's going to be, he's the
one. How you would do, you're sitting in the saucer. I will show you how you do. When you say, little Sally Walker, sitting in the saucer, crying, you would do y'all like this. Crying and weeping over all she had done. Oh, then when you say, rise, Sally, rise, you would get up. You get up. You don't wipe your weeping eyes. Mm-hmm. Then you turn to the east. Mm-hmm. And you turn to the west.
It doesn't matter which way it is, just turn.
And you turn to the very one
that you love
the best. And then you walk over to who you want to take your place. Then you put your hands on your hip. And you let your backbone slip, see. Then you shake it to the east.
Shake it to the
west. Shake it to the very one that you love the best. And then that person will take
the And then that person will take the bait. All right, get back down that side. Okay. See, we know that do this when we hear it go. Everybody help sing.
Little Sally Walker sitting in the saucer, crying and weeping over all she have done. Rise, Sally, rise, and wipe your weeping eyes. Turn to the east, Sally, turn to the west, Sally, turn to the very one that you love the best. Put your hand on your hips, let your backbone slip, Sally, shake it to the east, Sally, shake it to the west, and you shake it to the very one that you love the best. Little Sally Walker, sitting in the saucer, crying and weeping over all she has done. Rise, Sally, rise, wipe your weeping eyes. Now turn to the east, Sally, turn to the west, Sally, turn to the very one that you love the best. Put your hands on your hips. Let your backbone slip. Oh, you shake it to the east, Sally, shake it to the west, Sally, shake it to the very one you love the best. Night, little Sally Walker, singing in the saucer, crying and weeping over all she have done. Rise, Sally, rise, and wipe your weeping eyes. Turn to the east, Sally, turn to the west, Sally, turn to shake it to the west, Sally, shake it to the very one you love the best. Little Sally Walker, sitting in the saucer, crying and weeping over all she had done. Rise, Sally, rise, wipe your weeping eyes. I turn to the east, Sally, turn to the west, Sally, turn to the very one you love the best. Put your hands on your hips. Let your backbone slip. Oh, you shake it to the east, Sally, shake it to the west, Sally, shake it to the very one that you love the best. My little Sally Walker, sitting in the saucer, crying and a weeping over all you've done. Rise, Sally, rise, wipe your weeping eyes. Now turn to the east, Sally, turn to the west, Sally, turn to the very one. Put your hands on your hip, back on the slip. Oh, you shake it to the east, Sally, shake it to the west, Sally, shake it to the very one. crying and a weeping no more. He can learn now, rise, Sally, rise, and wipe your weeping eyes. I turn to the east, Sally, turn to the west, Sally, turn to the very one you love the best. Put your hand on your hips, let the backbone slip. Oh, yeah. Shake it to the
go east, Sally,
shake it.
Go on, Sally. Y'all see, Sally. That was good. We play all those kind of funny things, carrying them over, then the folks know how we felt. We continue doing that. I had in my mind something to play with.
In this rain?
Huh?
Yeah, right in this rain like this?
Yeah, help me, Jesus. Soup.
On the East Coast line?
East Coast line is good. And then also Super Soup by this little
soup
name.
Soup
most below the lock is better than that other. Let's try below the lock.
Yeah, below the lock are East Coast line for bigger children. The Soup Soup is for smaller children. You
know, yes.
Like animals, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Soup Soup is most for smaller children. But a big one can do it too. All right, we wanted to go to do the thing with it.
Will you all coming to the game
Y'all come inside and give your little game.
Give you a little game right quick.
What do you need, Jesus?
Come on, we want to have some big ones play with you, too. Come on, darling.
Come on, some of us play with you. That's right.
That's
right. We just need a lot more people.
Come on in.
See now. Right, look here for you.
What? You want
to play with them? Yes, me and your partners, okay? Me and your partners. We'll start it off, and then they'll follow us after we've done what we do. Then we'll pick up someone, and they'll come out and do the same thing. What we're going to do
Where you gonna play?
We're gonna play a soup.
Wait, we have soup.
Yeah, with these little ones. Yeah.
Okay.
Then we go to the, back to the big place. We wanna give them something to do since they're here.
Soup.
Okay. Now we're gonna let you gonna do it first?
Yeah, me and
her. Oh, you and her? Okay. Well, if y'all want me, all the whole group there that says soup. Real soup, like what we eat. You know, we eat soup. Natural soup.
Well, you have to be whatever animal she called, you got to act like.
A different kind of animal that we call, that'll be that kind of a soup until we come to an elephant. When you get the elephant, then
you got a big soup.
Yeah, it's a big soup and a big spoon to handle it too. And so we were not gonna let that be. We'll let you do it like this and go to your partner
and get someone else.
But what the hell we call is a bird who flies, you know, rabbit. You know what a rabbit do? And when I said tapping, children sometimes don't know what that is. Turtle. Let's do like that, you know, because they scratches, you know. Okay. Something like that. We'll get it soaked into you first before you go around, and then maybe have it right. This is soup. Way down yonder.
Soup.
Beyond that moon.
Soup.
I got a letter.
Soup.
From Alma Stone.
Soup.
Hey, but one thing.
Soup,
and I just like soup. And that's
good enough.
Put on that. And
ball
in that jack.
Soup.
And that ball in that jack.
Soup.
And that rabbit soup.
Soup.
Okay, everybody stand.
This is the kind of secret so nice. And it's right on yonder below the lock. See? And this
way down yonder below the lock.
One or two.
Say sometimes on it.
One or two going in.
Everybody say sometimes. About a couple of us going in.
Okay.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
One, you just got one?
Well, we can. Just one.
Okay.
Everybody said, we should say, wait, I know. We say, sometimes, we love the lock. Sometimes.
I got three wait, I know.
That's what I know.
It gets me on up, man. Wait, I know.
Sometimes,
below the lock.
Sometimes,
while this is hard.
Sometimes,
down the side.
Sometimes,
Sometimes the frog married. Sometimes his mother mad. Sometimes let's get on board. Sometimes I wanna ball that jack. Sometimes I set my honey from night. Sometimes I wanna rap that jack. Sometimes I get a hump in the back. Sometimes I'm going over here. Sometimes I'm gonna get in my path. Sometimes lay down yonder.
I get a hump in my back. Sometimes
I'm going over here. Sometimes I'm gonna get my pass. Sometimes we down yonder. Sometimes we low and high. Sometimes love gets hard. Sometimes down the track. Sometimes you come mad. Sometimes his mother-in-law. Sometimes I make your own bold. Sometimes I'm on a ball that jack.
Sometimes
I tell my honey come back.
Sometimes
I'm gonna rail back jack. Sometimes I get a hump in the back. Sometimes I'm going over here. I'm gonna go my path. Sometimes we down yonder. Sometimes we low and low. Sometimes loud geese are hollering. Sometimes down the trot. Sometimes full of brother Mary. Sometimes his mother-in-law. Sometimes let's get on board. Get some back. I'm gonna ball like Jack.
Sometimes
I'm telling my honey come back.
Yeah.
I wanna rap back Jack.
Rap back.
Sometimes I'm gonna hop in my back.
Sometimes
I'm going over here.
Sometimes
I'm gonna get my fell.
Sometimes
way down yonder.
Sometimes
I get the load of love.
Sometimes
I'll get hollering.
Sometimes
down the truck.
Sometimes
go from Mary.
Sometimes
hit mother-in-law.
Sometimes
I just get on board.
Sometimes
I wanna ball that jack.
Sometimes
I tell my honey come back.
Sometimes
I wanna rap that jack.
Sometimes
I get up in the back.
Sometimes
I'm going over here.
Sometimes
I wanna get in my path.
Sometimes
good. Well, Bobby, let's keep
it going. Y'all are gonna do the last sometimes way down yonder on the East Coast line. That's the same thing sometime too.
No. Yes, it will. Yeah, hey.
Way down yonder. Hey. Everybody say hey.
Hey.
Way like down yonder. Somebody. Hey. On the East Coast line.
Hey.
There you go.
That's right, though. And that's real deep in the bottom. Country people talk. That was on the East Coast line, really. I was between Homestead and Killagro down in there. And lots of children was down there. People were putting that double track from Miami to Key West. And there's some children down there, fat, fat, fat. So folk would wonder why those kids were so fat and talking about it. So they made up a game about them. So that was made up down there. That went from my grandfather, but that's a good place. We're down in there on East Coast. It's real. All of it's real. I was there and I won't make it up. Anyhow, it's pretty. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Let that be the one.
I'll be the one this time. And watch me when you come your time on the same thing. You got to know when to stop in the front of a person, a partner that you want to stop in the front of. And do your thing. Okay. Ready? Remember saying, ready?
Yeah. Way down yonder,
hey,
on the East Coast line,
hey,
you can say by the gallon,
hey,
you can meet by the pound,
hey,
you can bread by the pound,
hey,
you can say you need that in the way,
hey,
and you're pretty in the face,
hey,
I'm a father of you,
hey,
and you with me,
hey,
and I'll start right here,
hey,
and I'll shake it down. Say it to the east, say it to the west, say it to the river, you love to get it. Without your arms, I'm here, on the east coast line, yeah. And you serve by the gallon, yeah. You can eat by the pound, yeah. You can raise by the pound, yeah.
hands and put it in the face.
Hey,
and I'm proud of you,
hey,
and you of me.
Hey, I'll stop right there.
Hey, what do you say, man? She needing the way she's.
That line, the way she's lying.
How she put it in the face, she just.
Then you,
right then you go right to the person you want to stand in front of. Then you say, if I were you, and you were me,
and
I stop right still. And you stop. And I shake.
Well, I am ready.
Called the Barnyard Game. Now we want everybody, I want you,